Well, a lot of you might not have heard of the drug naloxone, more commonly known as Narcan. Narcan is administered in an emergency to prevent death by opioid overdose. In a two-year, $7 million trial, the federal government has now committed to making naloxone more readily available. Details of that trial are still to be worked out, but in a report last year, the Pennington Institute, which is a drug research organisation, recommended this drug should be free of charge and more widely available in Australia. John Ryan is CEO of the Pennington Institute. He joins us in our Melbourne studio this morning. John, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Tell us a bit about naloxone, John. What it does, how it works?
Well, it's been used by emergency professionals for literally for decades. So emergency department, ambulances, those sort of workers have been using it. It has an incredible effect on opioid overdose and not much else. And so if you're worried about an abuse potential, it's got none. If you're thinking that it might apply to other drugs, it doesn't. All it does really is reverse the effect of an opioid overdose. So that's the sort of painkiller drugs and obviously also heroin.
So just to bring people into the picture, when you say the painkiller drugs, you're talking about things like Endone, what are we talking about?
Correct, Endone, morphine, fentanyl,
right.
Those sort of drugs. And what it does is basically reverses the effect of the opioid, which allows people to breathe again. So it's essentially a harmless drug and completely ineffectual on anybody unless they are affected by opioids.
Right, so it's a life-saving if it's the right group of people. The government yesterday, the federal government, has committed to making naloxone more readily available. It's announced this two-year trial, $7 million. Do we know more about it? Do we know if the government's picked up largely on the suggestions from the Pennington report last year?
Unfortunately, nothing's yet in the public domain, but I'm fairly optimistic that they are actually responding to our report last year. What we did was, as a result of the alarm at the increasing overdose rate in Australia and also looking overseas at the incredible burden of overdose internationally, which is also increasing, particularly in North America, we looked at some of the mechanisms that are being used to get naloxone out into the community, mm-hmm. both through medicos and the established networks, but also looking at the more modern ways of getting it out. And so,
like what,
we launched
John?
For example, needle and syringe programs deal with lots of vulnerable people who are opioid dependent, mm-hmm. opioid substitution treatment, so methadone, etc. People leaving prison, people actually leaving drug treatment have very much lowered tolerance for drugs and therefore are at risk of overdose from opioids. And what's happening overseas is that a lot of those sort of access points are being used to provide naloxone, not requiring people to jump over lots of barriers, which is what's happening in Australia. When we launched our report in September last year, by that time last year, there'd been 960 or something scripts for naloxone in Australia. So the scale of naloxone availability in Australia is absolutely inadequate to deal with the overdose problem.
Okay, so in a sense you'll suggest handing it out to people as they, for instance, leave prison, they might be in a vulnerable state, to take home, have it in the medicine chest.
Correct. So because it's got no abuse potential, it's really a question of educating people about the risks of overdose, how to respond to overdose, and equipping them with naloxone. It doesn't mean they shouldn't still call emergency services, but too many times people have already died by the time emergency services are able to attend.
It is pretty available though, John. Is this part of the problem? I mean, it's currently on the PBS. You can get it over the counter at chemists, but perhaps people don't know that?
I think there's a real need to improve community understanding, particularly for populations at risk. But what we've seen overseas, even with those sort of mechanisms, is it's still not ending up in the hands of people who need it most. And that's people that have high potency opioids prescribed to them, people that are using drugs illicitly, particularly heroin. And also for family members. So at the moment, it's quite difficult for family members to access naloxone. And they're the ones that actually carry much of the burden of death from naloxone in Australia. And they need to be part of the solution as well.
So you welcome the $7 million funding. Do you think that's enough to give the availability you're talking about that the Pennington Institute recommended?
Time will tell what they plan to spend that money on, but I don't think so. You know, Canada, just in the province of BC, they've obviously got a much bigger overdose problem in British Columbia in Canada, but the government there has allocated $320 million to naloxone programs. So this is a really good start, I think. But what we won't see within this two-year window is adequate access to naloxone. But what we might see is actually an Australianised system to improve access to naloxone, and that's what we've been really arguing is absolutely essential and urgent.
And what about availability more broadly? The government also has provided $268 million to continue support for alcohol and drug issues. It's over 3 years. It includes, for instance, four national research centres to receive $24 million over 3 years to undertake research into alcohol and drug issues. It's $45 million a year for alcohol and other drug treatment services, which will provide stability to services. So some of this is just ongoing funding, I think. Is it enough?
If it's not really clear if it's new money or ongoing funding, I suspect it is actually ongoing funding, in which case
most of it
it's
is,
to be
I think.
Welcomed. Correct. I think that's to be welcomed. However, we're not touching the sides of the drug problem in Australia. The majority of people that need access to drug treatment are not receiving it. And in terms of outreach and community education, we're doing not nearly enough to empower people in the community around drug use problems. So whilst it's very welcome that those programs are continuing, will continue to receive funding, I think we've got to really step up. The naloxone piece is a small part of that, but much more needs to be done to start managing drug problems as a health priority.
Okay, well, stay tuned and see what the minister announces and how they're going to use this trial. John Ryan, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
John Ryan is CEO of the Pennington Institute.